Truffaut ran and picked up two of the larger chunks of cut turnip. Triss grabbed the rapier and selected the long, medium-weight straight sword with a cross-hilt and fine-honed double blade. The feathered princess snatched it impatiently from her, whirling the blade and shouting at Truffaut.
Throw! Throw!
Throwing both pieces of turnip upward, Truffaut covered his head with both paws, jumping out of the way. Kerda slashed up, then sideways, in two speedy movements. She cut one piece, but the other thudded to the ground untouched. Kerda's pink eyes blazed with anger at her error. Truffaut was bending to pick up the pieces when she whipped the flat of the blade viciously across his back.
Stupid oaf! When I say throw, you throw them proper. Throw high! What do you think I am, you thick, mad brain bungle pores?
Truffaut stayed bent over, still protecting his head with both paws, as the ferret vented her spleen on him with the flat of the sword blade. Knowing her old friend was in danger of losing his life, Triss yelled as she began throwing turnip chunks in the air with all the haste she could muster.
Princess, I can throw better than that old fool. Look, hop, hop, I can send them higher too. Ready, throw.
The ploy diverted Kerda's attention. She turned and shot both chunks as they came down. The squirrel maid, who was ready with two more, made sure she tossed them high and slow. The sword cut through the chunks easily. Kerda was out of breath, but her temper had improved. She leaned on the sword, nodding and panting.
You throw good. That's the way to throw turnips. Yar.
The door opened, and another pure ferret ambled in. He was bigger than his sister and had a silly grin all over his face. Kerda addressed her brother contemptuously.
What do you want, Blad Bootnose?
Blad was used to his sister's insulting manner. His droopy, oversized gut wobbled as he chuckled.
Ha ha ha! You make a better cook than a sword beast, yeah? You still chopping turnips for the stew, little sister? Ha ha ha!
She raised the sword, advancing on him.
One day I chop you for the stew, lard barrel. Yar, I chop you. Good. Why you come here, eh?
Blad shuffled to the door and held it half open, creating a shield between them. He poked his tongue childishly at Kerda.
King want to see you, yeah? He mad about the herrings. He say come now, quick, or he put a big lock on his door.
Kerda pointed at him with the sword, her bad mood renewed.
Sneak nose! You been telling tales to King about me?
Blad took off downstairs, laughing idiotically, with his sister hard on his heels.